another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy to hold when it's.
Welcome back. All right, so one final segment here in the show. We've got Carlton Huffman, and I want to put your consultant hat on. If you were advising a candidate, because we talked a little bit about, you know, what candidates should run on, and this is a referendum on mm-hmm. what would be 2 years in power. If you were advising a candidate, how would you advise them to run? Would it be a referendum on Trump if it was like a, you know, a Congress or Senate and all that stuff? Because it seems like what the GOP is already messaging, and you know, I see this with our local congressman. All Democrats have is it's just they don't like Trump, and that's their only argument. And so some Democratic strategists are like, oh, you have to have these little nuanced things, and you have to do this and do that. And it's like, no, this ain't working. This is hurting. I'm not going to do that. What would you say? What would you do?
They are making a mess and they are hurting you. That's it. That's the bumper sticker right there. They are making a mess. They are hurting you, because you just look at your grocery prices at the beginning of the year. I was paying $14.99 for a pound of ribeye beef. It's over $20 now.
That's crazy.
You go and try to buy coffee. Because of the fact that the president of the United States does not like the fact that the people of Brazil actually held a president who tried to incite an insurrection to account and send him to jail. Because of that, we got tariff on coffee and our coffee prices are going up. You go and you look at having troops in the streets. You look at the fact that the people who were represented at that inauguration were the billionaires, the tech bros, the fact that they are getting rich and you're not. The fact you were promised that this was going to be a golden age for America. It is the golden age for the few and not for you. That's what you run on. Do not get distracted by all this stuff about trans people in sports, and do not get distracted by the fact that they're going to say that you're going to defund the police or defund ICE. Just, they are making a mess and they are hurting you.
So in 2026, as we kind of look ahead, this is when the people's voice will be heard. 435 House seats, 35 Senate seats are going to be up for grabs. What is going to happen?
Well, I will sit there and insert one other election that's going to be very important and very pertinent to everybody in Wisconsin, the Supreme Court election in April.
Yes.
That was the big one that set the tone for what happened in the rest of 2025 at the ballot box. That is going to be the chance for Wisconsin to just prove that what happened in 2025 was not an aberration, that we are going to go forward. And if y'all can keep that seat in blue hands, then I think that y'all are going to be, that's going to send a very powerful message, both for what's going to happen in November in Wisconsin, but also what will happen in the rest of the country.
Yeah, that's true.
At the end of these redistricting wars, where Texas did their thing, California, and get credit to Governor Newsom on that one, and it looks like Virginia is going to step in and perhaps Maryland is going to step in and just kind of even things out. All the things that Trump tried to do as far as redistricting his way to a majority perpetually, that looks like it's not going to work out. So we have an even money election, then I think that the Democrats are going to win, and they have the potential to win big in the House. And depending on candidate quality in places like Iowa, I think that the Democrats have a good shot in Ohio as well. Texas might be a little bit too much of a reach to ask for, but if Democrats can just not get distracted by some of these other ancillary issues that Republicans are very good at weaponizing, then the heartland of the country has probably been hurt the most by these Trump policies, especially like if you're a farmer. Good luck. Good luck to you right now, because these folks have messed up your industry so fundamentally and you have no certainty whatsoever. So I would say that that's going to be a big indicator is the Democrat performance in the heartland of America, which whenever you've got Vivek Ramaswamy already trying to reinvent himself in Ohio, that means he knows that his basically LARPing as a MAGA warrior is not playing well in Ohio right now. And the fact that you saw, like I said, in places like Georgia, of all places, where you saw Democrats win big time on the affordability issue, And I think that Democrats, too, they want to talk about prices going up. Look at your gas or electric bill right now. It has gone up, like I said, at probably the fastest rate in the last few decades. And I mean, the Senate is going to be probably where the most energy is and money is going to be spent. But right now, if you're Derek Van Orden in Western Wisconsin, I would say I'd have your resume updated, because I do believe that Jessica Cook is the Democrat that can beat him.
We got about a minute left. There was an article about a lot of congressional candidates leaving the Republican side and running for like governorships and all that, and leaving Washington. You know,
the job of being a congressman sucks. I mean, you get a decent paycheck, but it's like most of these people could make more money doing something else.
Oh yeah,
and your independence, your agency, and what you want to do is basically entirely dependent on the mood of the president of the United States and the people that he basically pulls the puppet strings of, in Speaker Mike Johnson and Steve Scalise. So, if you're basically getting there to go up there and take marching orders and get screamed at and not get anything accomplished done that you personally want to get done, and the fact is that you'll probably be in the minority next year, why would you want to stick around in a job like that?
Right. And I think, and here in Wisconsin, the power, the control, balance of power in our legislature is up for grabs. Dude, one of the things I'm looking forward to is spending this year talking crap with you. So bring it on, baby.
I said, hopefully 2026 brings a Georgia national championship back down here to the South in the SEC. But definitely looking forward to doing everything we can. The country is still under duress, but we're in a better position now than we were at the start of 2025. And let's make sure 2026 is a great year.
Same.
Save our republic.
Awesome. Hey, I appreciate you, man. Have a great new year, and stick around next year, next week, and we'll have an all new episode of The Rational Revolution. Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you so much.